everyone, and welcome back to A Cup of English. Today is Wednesday, the 27th of March, and the title of your podcast is Basic Pronunciation Practice 9. I'm afraid I've missed Monday and Tuesday as one of my children was sick, and there was far too much to do, but I will make it up to you by bringing you more podcasts. So, get ready to listen and practice as I read to you. We're continuing to follow our student as she goes about life in a new town and in university. We have learned that she has a part-time job, and today is her first day. Let's see what she gets up to. Hello, Mrs. Fontaine. Hello, Mrs. Fontaine. Oh, hello, Liz. Welcome back to Fontaine's travel agency. And this time, as an employee. Oh, hello, Liz. Welcome back to Fontaine's travel agency. And this time, as an employee. Thanks. I'm excited to start. Thanks. I'm excited to start. Well, we're glad to have you. Well, we're glad to have you. What would you like me to do first? What would you like me to do first? What would you like me to do first? I think if you sit at Angie's desk, she'll tell you what to do. I think if you sit at Angie's desk, she'll tell you what to do. Just watch her use the computer system. Just watch her use the computer system. And maybe you can help her with paperwork. And maybe you can help her with paperwork. That sounds like a good plan. That sounds like a good plan. Okay, I'll read it through just one more time, nice and clearly, and then I'll point out a few things. Hello, Mrs. Fontaine. Oh, hello, Liz. Welcome back to Fontaine's travel agency. And this time, as an employee. Thanks. I'm excited to start. Well, we're glad to have you. What would you like me to do first? I think if you sit at Angie's desk, she'll tell you what to do. Just watch her use the computer system. And maybe you can help her with paperwork. That sounds like a good plan. Okay, let's have a look at just a few words and expressions. The second sentence at the end says, and this time as an employee. The phrase and this time is implying that the first time she came to Fontaine's travel agency, she wasn't an employee. And she wasn't, was she? She was looking for a job. She was job hunting. And they gave her the job. So now we can say, and this time, as an employee. She is an employee. She's going to work there. Sentence number four. When Mrs. Fontaine says to Liz, "Well, we're glad to have you." To have you here means that you are part of our group. We're glad to have you. You can also say this when someone is visiting your house or your business. We're glad to have you. They have you for a certain amount of time. The seventh sentence says, just watch her use the computer system. The word just in the beginning of the sentence really means the same as simply. Simply watch her use the computer system. But we use the word just more in English. It's very common. And it gives the idea of something being simple and straightforward, not complicated and not difficult. So if that is what you want to communicate, you can do that perfectly with the word just in front of the verb. Just watch. Now I will read the dialogue again. I'll read it twice. First, slowly, and second, at a normal speed. Hello, Mrs. Fontaine. Oh, hello, Liz. Welcome back to Fontaine's travel agency. And this time, as an employee. Thanks. I'm excited to start. Well, we're glad to have you. What would you like me to do first? I think if you sit at Angie's desk, she'll tell you what to do. Just watch her use the computer system. And maybe you can help her with paperwork. That sounds like a good plan. Hello, Mrs. Fontaine. Oh, hello, Liz. Welcome back to Fontaine's travel agency, and this time as an employee. Thanks. I'm excited to start. Well, we're glad to have you. What would you like me to do first? I think if you sit at Angie's desk, she'll tell you what to do. Just watch her use the computer system, and maybe you can help her with paperwork. That sounds like a good plan. All right, well, hopefully this pronunciation practice is a good plan for you. I hope you're able to repeat some of the words, phrases, and sentences, because it's important for you to hear yourselves speak the English. Drop me a line at acupofenglish@hotmail.com if you have any questions or comments, or if you're interested in Skyped lessons with me, and I'll send you the details. And you're all welcome, remember, to join my Facebook page at Anna from A Cup of English. Just send me a friend request and I will confirm it. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.